Chapter 9. Roadway Signs. Along the roadway there are many types of signs, regulatory, warning and guide. Each type of sign is identified by its shape and color. Applicants will be asked to identify roadway signs on the written driver's license exam. Note. The complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Colors of signs. The color on a sign has a special meaning. It is important that a driver memorizes the meanings of the colors. Red signs are regulatory signs and must be obeyed. They include stop, yield, do not enter, or wrong way. Some black and white signs are regulatory signs and must be obeyed. Yellow is used for warning signs. These signs tell a driver of road conditions and dangers ahead. Yellow-green can also be used for warning signs. These signs alert a driver to pedestrian and bicycle crossings, playground areas, school bus stops and school zones. Orange is used for warning signs usually found in constructions or maintenance zones along streets and highways. These signs alert a driver to possible dangers ahead due to construction and maintenance projects. Green is used for guide signs. These signs tell drivers where they are, which way to go in the distance to upcoming destinations. Blue also is used for guide signs. These signs tell a driver about services along the roadway. Brown is used for parks and recreation signs. Pink may be used for traffic incident signing. These signs alert a driver to possible dangers ahead due to unplanned traffic incidents, such as traffic crashes and natural disasters. Regulatory signs. Regulatory signs instruct drivers and what to do. Drivers must obey these signs. Stop. An 8-sided, octagon, sign tells a driver to always make a full stop at the stop line. If there is no stop line, the driver should stop before entering the crosswalk. If there is no crosswalk, the driver should stop before entering the intersection. A driver should yield the right of way to pedestrians and approaching traffic. Always stop. This sign means there are stop signs at each approach to an intersection and traffic from all directions must stop. The first driver to stop is the first driver to go. Other drivers must wait their turn. A driver may also see 3WAY, 5WAY or all-way signs underneath the stop sign. Yield. The 3-sided, triangle, sign tells a driver to give the right of way to all vehicles and pedestrians before proceeding. A driver should slow down to a safe speed and stop if necessary. When stopping, the driver must stop the vehicle at a marked crosswalk or before entering the intersection. A driver also may see yield signs on expressway ramps. These signs may be posted when there is no extra lane where a driver may speed up to merge with expressway traffic. There is no regulatory sign associated with merging lanes, only advisory and warning signs. Late merge is not typically used due to operational concerns. Do not enter. This sign is posted on one-way streets and other roadways where a driver is not allowed to enter. A driver may see this sign if attempting to enter an expressway ramp in the wrong direction. Speed zone ahead. This sign warns a driver there is a speed zone ahead. Drivers should be prepared to alter their current speed. Speed limit. Some signs show maximum and minimum speed limits for all types of vehicles on freeways and controlled access highways. Driving slower than the minimum speed limit is illegal, unless necessary for safety. Wrong way. This sign tells drivers their vehicle is traveling in the wrong direction. A driver will see this sign on expressway ramps a short distance past the Do Not Enter sign. A driver also will see this sign if turning the wrong way into a one-way street, alley or driveway. No. Not allowed. Signs having a red circle with a red slash from the upper left to the lower right mean a particular action is not allowed. The picture within the circle shows what is not allowed. No U-turn. These signs are posted on divided highways or expressways. A driver may see one where there is an opening in the divided highway that leads to the other side. These openings are only for authorized vehicles, such as police cars, ambulances, snowplows, construction, maintenance equipment and other emergency vehicles. Other types of vehicles may not use this opening. No right, left turn. These signs indicate turns are not allowed in the direction shown by the arrow. One way. These signs are used on one-way streets or driveways. A driver must always go only in the direction of the arrow. Two-way left turn lanes. Either of these two signs can be used to indicate a two-way left turn lane in the center of a highway. Along with a sign, the two-way left turn lane is marked with yellow lines and white arrows. No turn on red. This sign is used at some intersections. It tells a driver a right turn on a red light or a left turn on a red light at intersecting one-way streets is prohibited. It may also show a red circle instead of the word red. Approaching a divided highway. This sign is used on approaches to a divided highway. It informs a driver that a median separates both directions of traffic on the road the driver is going to turn onto or cross. Keep right. This sign tells a driver where to drive when approaching traffic islands, medians, or other obstructions in the middle of the roadway. A driver must drive to the side indicated by the arrow. Slower traffic, keep right. This sign is posted for those driving slower than the normal speed of traffic on some multi-lane highways. It tells the slow driver to drive in the right lane. Stop here on red. This sign is used when it is not clear where vehicles must stop at an intersection with traffic signals. Do not pass. This sign informs a driver to not pass other vehicles. It is posted on some two-lane roads where traffic goes in both directions. There will also be yellow no passing lines on the road. Pass with care. This sign informs drivers that they have reached the end of the no passing zone. The driver may pass now only when it is safe. Road closed. This sign is used when the road is closed to all traffic. A driver may not continue on the road. Bike lane. A bicycle lane is a designated traffic lane for bicyclists. These lanes are marked by a solid white line that becomes a dotted line ending before it reaches the corner. Bicycle lanes are sometimes painted a bright green color in order to increase visibility. Warning signs. Warning signs alert a driver to conditions ahead. These signs are usually diamond-shaped and warn about road hazards, construction sites, schools, or other situations that require special attention. While most warning signs are yellow, some communities may use fluorescent yellow-green pedestrian, bicycle, and school signs. Construction and maintenance warning signs are orange. Pedestrian crosswalk. This sign tells a driver there is a crosswalk. Crosswalks are not always located at intersections, so a driver must watch both sides of the street for pedestrians. Pedestrian crosswalk signs may also be accompanied by a yellow flashing beacon located on the sign. This beacon helps to increase driver awareness of an approaching crosswalk and the potential presence of pedestrians in the crosswalk. Other special crossings. These signs alert a driver in advance of special areas where vehicles and pedestrians may be crossing. School signs. These signs warn a driver of school areas and crossings. A driver should stay alert and watch for children. Adult school crossing guards, auxiliary police, or police officers often supervise these street crossings when students are going to and from school. School safety patrol members may assist the crossing guards. A driver should slow down and stop when necessary. The first two signs warn of school crossings ahead or of school buildings or grounds next to the roadway. The last two signs are posted at school crosswalks. These two signs are used in areas where a reduced speed school zone has been established. The posted speed applies only on school days when children are present. Usual school hours are from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., but hours may vary, where a potential hazard exists because of the children's close proximity to traffic, or when a light is flashing. The use of wireless cell phones is prohibited while driving in a posted school speed zone. Stop ahead, yield ahead, signal ahead. These signs warn a driver of approaching traffic control signals. Although the traffic signal may not yet be visible, the traffic signs are close enough to require a driver to start slowing down. Advance warning signs also are used in high-speed areas because of the longer distance needed to slow down or stop. Intersections ahead. These four signs warn a driver of intersections ahead where traffic may exist, or a right or left turn may be required. A sign naming the intersecting road also may be posted. Turns and curves. Certain signs are posted before turns and curves. The shape of the arrow tells a driver what to expect. A small sign showing the maximum safe speed also may be posted below the arrow. Exit ramp. These signs are posted at freeway and interstate exit ramps. This sign shows the maximum safe speed a vehicle can be driven on the ramp. Slippery pavement. All roads are slippery and dangerous when wet. This sign warns of conditions that can cause a driver to lose control of a car. A driver should slow down when coming upon wet pavement because it takes longer to stop. Downgrade. This sign warns a driver of a dangerous hill. It may be very long or steep, or it may have sharp curves. Drivers should slow their speed before starting down the hill. Narrow bridge. This sign warns a driver that an approaching bridge has a narrow roadway. A bridge width is generally 2 feet less than the width of the approach pavement. Reduction in lanes. These signs are used on multi-lane highways to warn a driver of a reduction in the number of traffic lanes in the direction of travel. Reduction in lanes can be temporary, due to construction or maintenance activities, or permanent. Drivers should be prepared to change lanes or to allow other vehicles to merge into their lane. Drivers of all vehicles may need to adjust their speed and position to avoid a crash with another vehicle. During periods when the road is not congested, drivers should merge into the open lane as early as possible. During times of congestion, it is advised for drivers to use both lanes to advance to the lane reduction point and merge at that location, alternating turns. This is also known as the zipper merge, as two sides merge into one like a zipper. Road narrows. This sign warns a driver that a two-lane road suddenly narrows. No passing. This sign is used on two-lane, two-way roads. It warns a driver not to pass. The sign is posted on the left side of the road at the beginning of a no-passing zone. Merging lanes. This sign tells a driver that two lanes of traffic going the same direction will soon merge into one lane. Drivers should be ready to either change lanes or allow other traffic to merge into their lane. Merge signs may appear on expressways just before expressway ramps. The driver on the expressway should slow down to let the driver on the ramp merge. Change in direction. This sign warns a driver of a change in direction or narrowing of the road. A driver may find several of these signs on the outside of a sharp curve or on approaches to a narrow bridge. Divided highway. Divided highways have a center strip that separates traffic going in opposite directions. The first sign is posted before a divided highway begins. The second sign is posted just before the divided highway ends. A driver should be careful nearing the end of a divided highway. Two-way roadway. This sign informs drivers that they are leaving a divided roadway and approaching a two-way highway. Construction and maintenance signs. Construction and maintenance zone signs alert a driver to changing conditions on the roadway and help keep highway workers safe. Workers ahead. These signs are posted far enough ahead to give a driver time to adjust vehicle speed for any unusual conditions. When a driver sees these signs, workers may be working close to the traffic lane. Drivers should follow the signs and adjust vehicle speed to the posted. Construction zone speed limit. Stay alert and keep a safe distance between their vehicle and all traffic barriers. Warning cones, drums, and barricades. These devices are used to protect a driver from dangerous locations by marking a path for the vehicle to follow in construction and maintenance zones. They also are used to warn motorists of an existing hazard. Warning lights and arrow boards. Warning lights help draw a driver's attention to drums and barricades at night. Arrow boards warn the motorist of an upcoming lane closure, or caution when construction is ahead in the direction to merge or move. Flagger. This sign warns there is a flagger ahead. A driver should use caution when approaching a flagger, as the individual will be working close to traffic. A driver should slow down and be prepared to obey the signals of the flagger. A driver must stop if signaled to do so. Portable changeable message signs. Portable changeable message signs provide real-time information to help communicate with users the road conditions and to provide guidance. Messages in these devices may include slow or stop traffic warnings, notice of lane or road closures, travel and delay time information, changes in alignment of the road, or changes in road user patterns. These may also be used to direct drivers to take alternate roads, take detours, or use both lanes to a merging point to increase roadway capacity. It is important for road users to follow the messages in these devices. Other special signs. Slow-moving vehicle. A vehicle displaying this sign is moving slowly. A driver must slow down and may pass only when safe and legal to do so. Parking for persons with disabilities. Parking spaces with this sign are reserved for vehicles displaying persons with disabilities license plates, disabled veteran license plates, and/or disabled parking placards. Guide signs. Guide signs give drivers information about their location, the road being traveled on, and how to get to a specific location. Most guide signs are rectangular. However, guide signs for county roads and route markers on freeways are different in shape. The type of information given determines the color of the sign. Route markers. These signs are used alone or with smaller signs. They direct a driver to specific roads. Different routes have different markings. Examples of these types of signs include